It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me in studio today for our final school district update of the school year, I have Superintendent Micah Salas. And, you know, we were just discussing before we came on the air, every time I talk to someone from a different school, we do this all school year. Every time I've talked to someone, it's, we did this, we're happy for this, we're proud of this, we moved this number, we did this here, you know. And so this year, we decided in our final school district for our wrap-up of the year, it's just going to be all about celebrations and some of the great things that happened this year in the Carbon School District, and there were a lot of them. Superintendent Salas, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Let's just jump right in. One of the first things, like I said, that just jumps out every time I talk to somebody was, you know, what they've done as far as reading and reading comprehension is concerned, and this is district-wide. It's unbelievable what has happened.
You know, it really is. We're just so proud of every single one of our people, all of our people, because as anyone who's been in the schools knows, it's not just the teacher, it's not just the student, it's everybody. It's all support staff. It's anyone who contacts that student during the day. It's our bus drivers. They're the first people that the students see often, and the last person they see before they go home. It's the secretary, it's the custodians, it's the librarian, it's the aides, and it's of course the teachers, and it's of course the students. Also, our parents have supported their children tremendously throughout this process. This has been a focus, and there's some training that's been happening with our teachers that's very intensive, and it's actually probably the most intensive technical training that has ever happened in elementary. And it matters, and it's been a big deal, and we're starting to see some of those results. So just, I can't be more proud of our teachers and students for the effort they've made, the intentional commitment that they've all given this past 2 years, and then now moving forward. It's just wonderful, and it's paying off.
It really is. And as I said, one of the last groups that I had in was a group from Creekview, and I believe their goal at the end of the year was 67%, and they hit like 75%.
I think they're at 78%. It's really unbelievable.
So, I mean, you know, over 10 points higher than what their goal was.
And their goal was lofty.
It was. And and 10 points higher, and they celebrated with a parade, as they should have.
As they should have. And that was wonderful to see. So many community members were there. Law enforcement supported us, as they always do. So many parents, grandparents, neighbors of Creekview were out for that parade, and it was just wonderful and huge success. And it's just phenomenal. And it's this, I love this time of year, because you are starting to see, you know, this is the best time of year in a school, because you do start to see all of the work pay off. The kids start to see it, and they feel it, and the teachers see it, and it's just a celebratory time, and it's wonderful.
Right. And then since you mentioned them, I think we need to just take a moment. Don't want to dwell on it too much, but there was an incident at the high school, and law enforcement came out and took care of everything the way it was supposed to do. That's another win.
Nothing happened.
And it was taken care of.
It really was. From the time we had our initial question about what was going on and notification of law enforcement to the time that it was all taken care of, we knew exactly what was going on, was 4 minutes, which was included response time and everything that needed to happen. And so it was just, but I've always said that I've as a principal and as a superintendent, I feel like our law enforcement sits on our roofs, and then as we have something happen, they swoop in like Spider-Man. They're that fast. They are incredibly responsive, but not just when things are bad. They're at our schools all the time. The kids know them. They are really making a positive impact on our students. In every school, kids know the officers by name, and the officers know the kids. The interaction and the positive relationship there is impressive, and it also matters. It's a big deal.
It really and truly is. And as you said, that is another win, really.
Yes.
So let's talk about some of the other things that happened throughout the school year that were just tremendous wins for the district.
Oh my goodness. Like we were talking about, our marching band took a state championship this year. It was phenomenal. But we have so many awards. I so many accolades for students. Our Sterling Scholars did a fabulous job. We've celebrated them at board meeting recently. We had more state champions with track that we'll celebrate as we get into June. And of course, academic achievement, but and it's not all about the sports. I know we talk about that a lot, but you know, extracurricular activity, whether it's sports, whether it's debate, whether it's quiz bowl, connection you have to school is one of the preventative measures that can be taken to keep kids on the right track. And so we promote that a lot. We want kids to be connected to school. And recently our senior counselor at the high school, Brandy Stamatakis, had a decision day focus with seniors, and they came in and said what they were going to do in the fall. And she took pictures of them, and they were all in the entrance there. And she took a little video of them that she's giving them as a gift. And it just seems like that. Even though maybe that doesn't make the front page, you know, it's important, and it's connecting with every single student and making sure that they know we care about you. We want to know what you're doing. We're here for you. Even after you leave, you're still ours. And that happens from kindergarten all the way up. And I'm just super proud. We have fabulous people who do more than I can ever explain for our students every single day. Before school, during school, after school, and on the weekends, and it pays off. It really is important, and it matters a lot to the kids.
It really does. So now that we've got the positive stuff and all that good feeling thing out of the way, let's talk about what's going to happen this summer. You know that you said that, you know, this is the time for capital projects, and probably the biggest one you said is going to be at Mont Harmon.
Mont Harmon is probably one that the public will see the most. We're doing a cafeteria expansion at Mont Harmon. It's been needed for a long time. It's actually something that was approved years ago, but we've had difficulty finding contractors to accept the bid. So we've got it now. We're in the process. Parents of Mont Harmon will know well that there's been some prep work done. But that'll be big. We've got a number of capital projects as always going on. Some will be visible from the outside, and some won't be, but there's a lot going on, a lot with technology. As school kind of gears down, maintenance, capital projects, and technology gears up. This is their busy time to get in there and make some changes without interrupting the school. So it's busy.
And getting things ready for August.
And it'll be here before we know it.
You know, I know right now, as we head into the last couple of days of school, August is a dirty word right now, and no student wants to hear that. Maybe some teachers, too. Get everything ready for August and get it rolling again.
Well, we do. We start thinking about the fall and about February, so we've been planning for a while already.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Carbon School District Superintendent Micah Salas about some of the wins the 2023-2024 school year brought us, and they were great wins. They truly were. Superintendent Salas, thank you for stopping in and talking with us this morning. We appreciate the time.
Okay, thank you. And I do want to throw a quick thank you out there to our community. We just, obviously our parents do a lot to support our kids, but our community does as well. They participate. They come to the schools. They let the kids know they're doing a great job, and we're a family here in our community. We have to do that. So just a big shout out to anyone who supported any student in any way this year. It does matter. So thank you.
Thank you. Now, once again, if you have any questions about interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.